definitely think that we should take all of that information out, because again, zero tolerance is zero tolerance. So when you are listing conditions or that cause wet rot, and then you have a tolerance below, it's already should be understood that you are excluding any zero tolerance pathogens. So I think that you should take out all references to, or disclaimers, or whatever about zero tolerance. It, to me, it should just be dry rot, or dry and wet rot. And then, and it could be including wet breakdown due to extreme temperatures, but